Hi, Connor. This one looks like it was a little bit reminiscent of that 4-0 loss in Montreal. Did you guys kind of have that same feel out there that maybe the energy just wasn't there?
Yeah, obviously not very good. But you know, some days are a little bit more than just about hockey. You know, obviously the performance wasn't there tonight. But today is about Colby and his memorial and his celebration life. And I thought everyone did a great job. You know, speaking, I thought Patty did a great job representing our team. I thought you know, Kaver's family was so strong, and obviously Emily to stand up there and get through her whole speech was remarkable. So you know, I thought it was a great ceremony, and I thought you know, we're obviously thinking of him today.
This was awkward positioning. I mean, what was it like just for you guys as human beings to sit through that and then have to lace up a short time later?
Yeah, I mean, you'd like the NHL to maybe think that went through a little bit, but ultimately, you know, our performance wasn't good enough. They've been sitting out for a week. They were rested and caught us on kind of a weird day. So obviously no excuses, and we got to be better as a group. You know, now we get our week off, so you know, a good chance for us to regroup.
Mark Spector, Sportsnet.
Yeah, you just went into what I was going to ask you about. It seems those of us who watched the memorial, Connor, it was really emotional. Is it too much to ask? Like, I've covered hockey 30 years. I've never seen a team play a hockey game in the night that it laid a teammate to rest. Is that just too much to ask a team to do?
Again, I don't want to make excuses. We weren't a good enough team. They were better than us. But I think you're asking a lot from guys to sit through something like that and remember your teammate and see what they're going through, the whole family, and you know, expect to perform that night. I'm not sure what the league was really thinking there, but anyway, you know, I don't want to make excuses again. Obviously, I can't stress that enough. But it's obviously a hard day. It's a hard day for the Kay family. It's a hard day for Emily and her family, and it's a hard day for the Edmonton Oilers and Boston Bruins organization.
You guys need the good news would be you have a nice break here, right? Is this a time that 4 or 5 days off is probably coming in right about the right moment for the Oilers?
Well, I mean, we've. You know, it's just been such a weird little run here. I think we've been at home like 4 days of the last 3 weeks. So nice chance to kind of regroup and get some practice time in, get some days off as well. So good chance to regroup physically and mentally and get back at it, I guess, next week, next weekend.
All right. Thank you.
Any other questions, media? One more, Rob Kuchkowski, Post Media.
I just wanted a quick one there. I mean, it's obviously a disappointing loss for you guys, but I think you're something like 11-4-2 in the last 17. Does that make it a little bit easier to digest something like this? The overall trajectory of the team?
Well, we've been playing some good hockey since our kind of 3-6 start. I think, you know, we've definitely been on I don't even think you can call it a run at this point. I think we've had a good stretch of games and you know, over an extended period of time. So, you know, I think obviously you never like to lose the way you do tonight, especially against a team like Calgary and, you know, a team that, you know, we don't really like very much. So, you know, it's obviously bitter, but like I said, there's some days where it's just a little bit more than hockey with everything that's going on.